White, W.C. White, Mary. Campground, Malvern, Kansas. May 28, 1876. Dear children, Willie and Mary. I have written briefly to Frank in regard to our journey. You can read his letter. Sunday, after I had spoken, we had about 40 forward for prayers. This, on Sunday, is a great victory to gain. Generally, we have considered Sundays a day almost lost to the church, but I felt determined that it should not be. It resulted well. At 6, there was another meeting appointed for me to speak to those who should come forward, but the meeting took a different turn from what was anticipated. Your father made appropriate remarks on this occasion. I then spoke a short time with much earnestness. We called them forward, and there was a general move. No less than 50 or 60 came forward for prayers. We gave them an opportunity to speak, and quite a large number of testimonies were borne by those who had presented themselves for prayers. There was deep feeling in the meeting, and we felt that a decided victory was gained. The brethren and sisters who have been assembled are much encouraged by this meeting. There are very many here who have never seen us, and this meeting and hearing us is highly appreciated by them. Your father spoke 3 times yesterday, and I once at length, and again about 30 minutes. Children, I believe it was my duty to attend this meeting. I am coming out all right as far as health is concerned, if I rest and do not labor too hard. This morning there have been 2 very excellent meetings. Father spoke last night on baptism. He speaks this forenoon, and I this afternoon. There are many good and valuable accessions that have been made to the truth since last camp meeting. This conference is really in quite a healthy condition and promises to become a strong conference. There are many excellent people we meet here who are pleased and rejoiced beyond expression at the privilege of meeting with us. Notwithstanding, I have had a very trying crisis and suffered extremely with nervous prostration, strangely unexpected and unaccountable to me. But I am now of the opinion that my much writing had brought me in a condition where I should have been very sick had I remained at home. 3 days have I suffered with the most distressing headache. I am weak, yet improved. Your father and I bowed together yesterday and prayed the Lord to give me strength to speak to the people. I spoke twice after dinner and felt better than in the morning. Father is now speaking, 10 o'clock, on the text, "Preach the Word," etc. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. There will be, after the discourse, 3 or 4 ordained. 6 o'clock. The ordination took place this morning. 4 were ordained. Brothers Ayers, Charles Stevens, Brothers Samuel, and Sharp. This was a very solemn occasion. The Spirit of the Lord was truly in our midst. There was much feeling on this occasion. In the afternoon, your father spoke a short time in regard to fitness for baptism. I followed upon the same subject. There were 29 who presented themselves for baptism. They are at this moment at the water. Your father and I do not go to the water. Your father is writing a report of the meetings. Several young men came to this meeting unconverted and careless, sought the Lord earnestly, and take the baptismal vows. I speak this evening, which winds up our labor on this ground, with the exception of our morning parting meeting. All whom I have heard, both ministers and people, seem to feel greatly pleased, yea, rejoiced at the result of this meeting. All say it has been an excellent meeting, and great strength has been gained to the cause. Love to all. Mother.